Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article called Building Your AI Team, Upskill, Outsource, or Both by Brett Ellegray Wood.
And if you've been wondering why your AI efforts haven't quite delivered yet, this one will probably give you the answer.
Brett opens with a direct claim. Most AI projects fail because of team gaps, not technology gaps.
Which catches people off guard. The assumption is usually that you need better software or a bigger budget.
Right. But the article says the real problem is that no one internally owns the work, or there's a breakdown between the technical people and the people actually using the system day to day.
That's a very different problem to solve.
Completely different. And Brett's argument is that solving it doesn't require hiring a team of engineers. It's about creating a bridge between business thinking and technical skill.
So how do you build that bridge?
Two main paths. Upskill your existing people or bring in outside expertise. Or, and this is what Brett actually recommends for most businesses, do both at the same time.
Let's start with upskilling. What's the case for training your own staff?
Your existing people already know your customers, your systems, your goals. That context is genuinely hard to buy. Brett's words, not mine.
And you can't just hire someone who has it. A consultant can spend months just getting up to speed on how a business actually runs.
Exactly. So upscaling builds what Brett calls long-term capability and cultural ownership. That's the thing outsourcing alone can't give you.
What are people actually learning, though? When he says upscale, what does that look like in practice?
He keeps it grounded. Prompt writing, data handling, basic automation. The emphasis is on curiosity over perfection. You're not trying to turn your office manager into a data scientist.
You're building people who are confident enough to use the tools and eventually help others do the same.
That's exactly it. AI augments the team. The team doesn't get replaced by it.
Okay, so when does outsourcing make sense?
When you need results faster than your team can learn. You want a pilot built quickly. You lack internal technical capacity right now. Or you need an experienced partner to set the overall direction.
That all makes sense, but there's a catch.
A significant one. Brett is very clear. You have to choose a partner who teaches while they build. If an external expert delivers a finished system and walks away, you're left permanently dependent on them.
Which is not where you want to be.
Not at all. And the article gives a good example of this done properly. A marketing agency in Sydney wanted AI to generate client reports automatically. They hired an external partner to build the first version, but two of their analysts joined every workshop to understand how it worked.
So they weren't just handed a finished product.
Right. After 3 months, those analysts were maintaining and improving the system themselves. By month 6, they were training others across departments.
That's a serious shift in capability.
Brett frames it as the difference between borrowing experience and permanently outsourcing your intelligence. That line is worth sitting with.
It captures something real. A lot of businesses end up with the tool, but not the knowledge to keep it working.
Which brings us to what he calls the maintenance gap. AI systems need constant tuning. They're not set and forget.
And if your only expert is an external consultant who's moved on to their next client?
You're in trouble. There's a specific term in the article for it, prompt drift. That's when the system gradually stops performing because no one is reviewing its accuracy or updating it.
And Brett says that's one of the most common reasons AI investments stop delivering value 6 months after launch.
6 months, which is roughly the window where most businesses decide whether something was worth the investment.
So the fix is not complicated. It just has to actually happen.
Shared ownership. Regular accuracy reviews, prompts retrained on a set schedule, everything documented clearly. He recommends monthly as a good starting cadence for maintenance reviews.
Brett also gives 5 questions in the article to help you work out what mix is right for your business.
Things like, how fast do you need results? How comfortable is your team with technology right now? And how important is knowledge retention inside the business long term? Your answers tell you whether to upskill, outsource, or blend both.
And the article is honest that there's no single correct answer, only what fits your current readiness.
Which is refreshing. A lot of advice in this space pretends otherwise.
All right. What's the one thing someone listening should act on this week?
Find one or two curious people inside your business. People who are genuinely open to trying things. Give them dedicated time, not a side project, actual scheduled time in the calendar.
Mine would be to sit with those 5 questions and map your current team gap before you spend a dollar on anything. Know what you're actually solving for first.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of thinking applied to your specific business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing before you commit to any direction.
Thanks for listening.